mentioned last time that the Mishnah describes the shliach who brings a gift from parts of Chutz Laretz has to say b'fanei nechta. But aside from giving the gift to the woman, he also has to say that the gift was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Rashi here has a very interesting comment. Rashi says that the chiyuv to say b'fanei nechta only applies to a shliach holocha, to a shliach of the Ba. But a shliach of the Kabbalah, it would appear from Rashi, a shliach of the Kabbalah does not have to say b'fanei. He doesn't say b'fanei. Why doesn't he say b'fanei? So we mentioned that there seems to be a machlokes mefarshim about this. Not machlokes rishonim, but mefarshim. Some rishonim take a stand, some achronim take a stand. The Ran assumes that according to Rashi, the shliach l'kabbalah doesn't have to say b'fanei l'tefanei nechta. That's what Rashi is alluding to. That ain't no tzarech lomer. The shliach l'holocha tzarech lomer b'fanei, and the shliach l'kabbalah ain't no tzarech lomer. Why does he not have to say? So the Ran explains the difference between a shliach l'holocha and a shliach l'kabbalah is that when the Baal gives the get to his shliach, he's not gomer magarish. He doesn't have a full gemiras das because the job is not done. The shliach has to bring the get to the woman. The halos gerishin has not taken effect yet. So the Baal is not gomer magarish. He has not a full das. He still has time subconsciously. He's serious, but subconsciously he still has in the back of his mind, maybe he can back out. He's not fully on board. So therefore, we're afraid in such a context, we're afraid that the Baal might complain later to say that the get is mezuyif, meaning maybe he'll change his mind, and maybe he'll lie, even if the get is not mezuyif, he'll lie to say that the get's mezuyif. So Chazal v'masakin, that shliach should say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, and then we're not going to believe the Baal. Even though the ira of the Baal, at first glance, should beat out the shliach, right? The ira of the Baal is kishnayim, as the Gemara says on that test. Very strong. But Chazal gave an emunah to the shliach, that the shliach should say b'fanei, and once he says b'fanei, he says b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, so then the Baal is not going to be there. So that's the yisoka. Rashi says, shliach leholocha, since the chalos gerishin is not taking effect until later, the Baal is not gomer magarish, so for that shliach, we're afraid that he might be ma'ar. If we're afraid that he might be ma'ar, so Chazal le'masakin that the shliach should say b'fanei. But shliach le'kabbalah, once the Baal gives the get to the shliach l'kabbalah, so then the chalos gerishin takes effect right now. So once it takes effect, the Baal is serious. The Baal is serious when he gives it to the shliach. So we're not afraid of an ira hap'al in the future. What? The shliach l'kabbalah is going to bring the get, give it to the woman, she's going to bring it to Bezdin, and then the Baal is going to complain? He's not going to complain because he had a full gemiras das b'shas chalos ha-gerishin. That's how the Ran explains Rashi. The Chasam Sofer disagree. We mentioned the Chasam Sofer. I hope some of you were able to see it inside. The Chasam Sofer says, no, it's much more fundamental than that. The Rashi holds that by Shliach LeKabbalah, it's not just that he doesn't have to say the Fanei Tefanei Nechtam, but he can't say it. He can't say it. There's no way that he can say it. The fundamental distinction between the two Shlichim, between two Shluchim, according to Rashi. Shliach LeHolocha can say the Fanei Tefanei Nechtam and has to say the Fanei Tefanei Nechtam. Shliach LeKabbalah, Rashi holds, cannot say it. Even if he says it, it's not going to accomplish anything. Why? Up the Chasam Sofer, because once the Shliach LeKabbalah accepts to get on behalf of the woman, so then the Gerishin is over. The Chalos Gerishin has occurred. And once the Chalos Gerishin has occurred, so then the Shliach's job is over. He's a Shliach LeKabbalah, a Shliach to accept the get from the husband. Once he does his job, so then the Shem Shliach is Paka. The Shem Shliach is Paka. He's a Shliach until the mission is accomplished. Once the mission is accomplished, he's not a Shliach anymore. He can't be called a Shliach. So if he can't be called a Shliach, then he can't say B'fanei nechta, B'fanei nechtam either. Chazal gave a special nemanis to the Shliach. Really, the Ira Baal, we're going to have to talk about this in greater detail, but just to throw in. The Baal is neman to complain about the get, to say that it's Mezuyev, since he's the Baal Ashtar, he's the one who originates the shtar, he's the one who creates the shtar. So he has a nemonos to say that it's mezuyah, to demand kiyum ashtar, kiyum aged. But Chazal were concerned about that era, and they gave a special nemonos to the shliach. A special nemonos to the shliach. He's 1/8. What's 1/8? This is a davar sheba erva. Why should he be nem? A special nemonos. We'll see the Gemara based on the days. Gimel Amin Aleph. Chazal gave a special nemonos to the shliach to counteract what the Baal says. But that nemanus was given to the shliach, not to stam an inish the alma, as the Chas himself writes. Not an inish dal, not stam a person, the shliach. So once the chalos gerishin takes effect, then this person is like an inish dal. He's like a nobody. He's like an everybody. He's like everyone else. So once he's like everyone else, then he can't say b'fonai, and he's not going to be able to say b'fonai anymore. Okay, so the Chas himself says that's the chiluk. Shliach lo halacha is a shliach. He hasn't given the get yet, so he says b'fonai, and then he gives the get. But the shliach like a mole. Once he's accepted the get, so then he's no longer a shliach. There's nothing to do. The Chasam Sofer points out that this distinction, these two approaches, or actually he's talking about his approach, right? This, his approach will have a nafkamina, not just for shliach lekabbalah, but for shliach lehalacha as well. This idea that once the shlichus is complete, so then he doesn't have the potential to say b'fanei tefanei nechtam, so that has relevance to shliach halacha as well. What's the context the Chasam Sofer is talking about? So it's a gemara later on, Gemara later on Adaf Hayamid Beis. Very interesting Gemara where we see that the Rishonim touch on this Yisod of the Chasam Sofer. What's the Gemara talking about? So in a case where the Shliach Halacha is supposed to say B'fanei T'fanei Nachtam, what happens if he forgot to do his job? He forgot. At the spur of the moment, he knew it. He's remembering. I have to remember to say B'fanei T'fanei Nachtam. But in the spur of the moment, it's everything, there's a lot going on over there. He forgot to say B'fanei. What's the Halacha? So it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Maybe get Bimbina Sayam and Oslo Lomala Fanu to Faninachtam, Yotzi Vahavlad Mamsa Divre Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, forget about it. It's over. Can't do it. You gave the get, Shlach gave the get, and he didn't say Bifana. And let's say she remarried. So if she remarried, Rabbi Meir says there's nothing to do. If she remarried, then there's nothing to do according to Rabbi Meir. Ain't Takona, there's no Takona for the Vlad, Havlad Mamsa. Midrabbon, he's probably not a mamzer in a Torah. In a Torah, there's a good gerushin. Midrabbon and Chazal instituted that where b'fanai is supposed to be said, if you have a gerushin on a b'fanai, a gerushin without the b'fanai, so that's felt in the gerushin, as we would say. It's missing in the gerushin. It's missing in the gerushin, so she's like an eishes ish midrabbonan. So the blood is a mamzer. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Chachamim omrim ain't a blood mamzer. The Chacham say no. First of all, the blood is not a mamzer. L'chatchila, he had to say b'fanei nut b'fanei nechta. Right? L'chatchila, she's not supposed to remarry without the b'fanei. Right? L'chatchila, she's not supposed to remarry. Im niseis, if she did remarry, then teitzei, we would say without a b'fanei, she has to leave the husband. But if she didn't, if she remarried, and they had a child, the vlad is not going to be a manzer. The Torah, the gerishin is fine. It's just there's this din l'chatchila, midrabbanan, to say b'fanei nut b'fanei nechta. So without that, the Chachamim say, the Gerishin is still a good Gerishin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but he didn't do the Takanas Chachamim, he didn't do L'chatchila, he didn't do the Din L'chatchila to enable her to be Nisei's L'chatchila. He didn't do the Halach, he didn't fulfill his mission that would enable us to say that even if Nisei's Lotetze, right? So what should we do? Is there anything to do? The Vlad is not a Mamzer, but there's no L'chatchila over here. She wasn't supposed to marry. So come the Chacham and say, no, there's a way out. There's a solution. Keitza yaseh. Yidlenu heimena v'yazda v'yidnenu la b'fnei shnayim v'yomer b'fanei yotar b'fanei nechta. The Chachamim say, there's a way to solve the problem. What can he do? He can take the get back and give it to her again and say b'fanei yotar b'fanei nechta. Anayazach. A new idea. Rabbi Meir says, forget about it. There's nothing you can do. It's fafalim. It's lost. The Vlad is a mamzer. The Chachamim say, no, what are you trying to do? There's only a din l'chatchila over here. She shouldn't marry someone else, or if she marries, she'll have to be yotzeis. So we want to make sure that she's married kedas or kedin. So the Chachamim say, for that we have a solution. Just take the get back and say b'fana. If you take the get back, you say b'fana, then you're fine. Rabbi Meir holds, as the Gemara continues, kol hamashana mimabeh shetav ha-chacham begitin havlad mamzer. The Chachamim want very carefully. They're so strong about the takonas that they have. The takonas derabbanan. They don't want to make sure that nothing's going to happen. Right? There are chashashos. There are gzeiros that the Chacham have, and they're so careful in the realm of gittin that if you don't fulfill the takonas derabbanan, havlad mamzer midrabbanan. Chazal say that the vlad is a mamzer. The Chacham don't go so far, but the Chacham do say that we want to create the best scenario, the din l'chatchila. So they say the way to do that is to take the get back and to give it again. Now, just one second. Do you always have to take it back and give it again? What's the context that we're talking about? Right, let's say he gave the get. He gave the get to the woman. And he says, Hariyat L'Peres L'Chol Adam, this is the get that your husband gave me to give over to you. And there are Eidim there. Now, let's say there are Eidim there. And we talked a little bit about this, right? The first Tosis mentions that Eidei Chasima, Eidim signed a get because of a Tikkun HaOlam. Right, what's the Tikkun HaOlam? What's the Tikkun? We'll see. But just in a nutshell, the Tikkun is that we're afraid that the Eidim that watched the Mesira Saget might go away. Right? They might go to Medina Sayyam. They'll go on a business trip. They'll go on a vacation. They won't be around. Or maybe they'll die. And if they die, then we don't have any proof that the get was given to her. So Chazal instituted that you should always have Eidim Chasim. Always have Eidim signed on the get, because once the Eidim signed on the get, then we know everything was done right. We don't need Eidim Mesira. We can just work with the Eidim Chasim. What does that imply? That really, the Ikar Adin, the Eidim that we need on the Shtar, the Eidim that we need on the get, are what? Not the Eidim Chasima, but rather Eidim Mesira. Okay, I don't want to get too far ahead of us. We're going to talk about that in great detail. Eidim Chasima Karsi, Eidim Mesira Karsi. What is Karsi? Krisus, right? What makes the Shtar? What shafts the Shtar? Right? What creates the Chaloshim Shtar? Is it the Eide Chasima? Is it the Eide Mesira? Machlokas Tanoim. We're going to talk about that in great detail. Mitzvah Shem. Daftali. Falakde. But we're assuming, this discussion in the Rishonim is assuming that Eide Mesira currency. But you really need Eide Mesira. You need Eide on the Mesira Sashtar. No Eide on the Shtar itself. It's a Tikkun HaOlam to have the Eide Chasima. But really, if you don't have Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira just fine. So, Nochama, what's the case over here? If the Eide Mesira is still there, so what did the Chachamim hold? Well, he has to take the get back, give it in front of the Eidim Mesira, and say b'fanei t'fanei nechtem. It seems a little weird. The Eidim are still here. So he gave the get, so just say b'fanei, and that's it. What do you think? Should he have to take it back and say b'fanei t'fanei nechtem if the Eidim Mesira is still here? Why not? So that's a discussion that we're showing. That's mamish the case that they're doing that. If the Eidim are not here, they went to Medina Sayyam, they died. So then, of course, he has to take it back. That's a sure thing. That's a sure thing. If he's going to take it back and give it to her a second time, not in front of the original Eidim Mesira, that's certainly going to be a problem. Right? If he's not going to take it back and give it to her again, right, and he doesn't have the original Eidim Mesira in front of us, he's just going to say b'fanei t'fanei nechtem, that's certainly going to be a problem. Why is that going to be a problem? Well, because the Eidim that hear b'fanei t'fanei nechtem are only hearing half the job. They're only seeing half the job. They see, they hear the Amira, but they don't see the Nesina. The Nesina was done before. So clearly, if all you have is a new pair of Eidim, because the original Eidim and Nesina are not here, you got to take it back. That's for sure. There's no question about that. Because there's a principle called Dover v'lo chatzi Dover. If you learned the Bava Basra, well, even if you learned Bava Basra, you may not have gotten that. But the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav in Bava Basra talks about chatzi Dover. Right? Al pishnei Eidim yokum Dover. Familiar? You need two Eidim for Dini Mamanis. Dover v'lo chatzi Dover. You got to see the whole thing. The whole story. The whole picture. You can't see half a story. Right? You can't be an Eid like that. Some Misadri Kiddushin, I'm Makbid, that the same Eidim for the Kiddushin should be Eidim on the Badekin and on the Chuppah and the Yichud. Everything. Right? It's a big problem. You want to be Mechabi different people. Sorry. You have to find other people. You need the same Eidim. Why? Because they assume that Ishus is composed of two parts. There's Kiddushin and there's Nisuin, and it's one unit. So it's one unit, and the same Eidim have to be Eidim for both parts. And since we don't know what Nisuin is, if it's Badekin or if it's Chuppah or if it's Yichud, so the same Eidim for Kiddushin have to be Eidim for the three parts that could be Nisuin. That's what some Masadri Kiddushin are very machmor for. Most are not. But that's what some, the question is, why not? But that's not for now. Dover v'lo chatzi dover. So for the Eidim just to hear the b'fanei but not to see the Mesira, that's half a story. That's not going to work. But what happens? What happens if you have the same Eidim? Eidim are still here. You forgot to say b'fanei. Let's say it's l'acha k'dei dibur. They're not asukim ba'oso inyan anymore. If you learned hey on the base with the Tosis. If they're asukim ba'oso inyan, still involved, so maybe that's still a hemshech. Right? Let's say no, they gave the get, that's it. The woman left, and they're talking about it something else. They're talking about, I don't know, Reb Kivager and Ksubas. It's not talking about the get anymore. And then the guy said, give out, I didn't say b'fanei. So they call the woman back. Not on the cell phone. They call her back. That's clearly a hefsek, right? They weren't a sukkim boso inyan. But it's the same Eidim. So it's the same Eidim, can you just say b'fanai, or do you have to take the get back from the woman and give it to her again? This is a major machlokes in Rishon. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Meir Mikino, who takes a stand on this issue. Mordechai in Simen Shin Chav Beis. Mordechai in Simen Shin Chav Beis, right here, in the beginning of the Masechta. Omer Haram Mikinon, the Afla Achaz Man Merubo, in Yimsa Ede Hamasira, Yochel Omer Faneiko Lufaninechta. Avalo Bifnei Edem Acherim. Shalom and Amasira, the Havalei Chatzi Eidus. Rabbeinu Meir Mikinon says that if you don't have the Eidus Masira here, then of course you have to take it back. Of course you have to take it back. But if you have the Eidus Masira, even the Achaz Zman Meruba, just say B'fanei Nechta, you have to take it back. You don't have to do another Masira. Rabbeinu Meir Mikinon says that you don't have to do another Masira. Another Nesina Saget, if the Eidim Masira is still here. Only if the Eidim Masira are not here, then you're going to have a problem with Chatzi Dover, that these new Eidim hear the Bafana, but they didn't see the Masira, so then you have to take it back and do another Masira. Because then they have both thoughts. But if you have the original Eidim Masira here, Yochel Lomer B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. You just say B'fanei Nechtam, you don't have to do another Masira. And this is what the Ramah in the Tur holds as well. The Tur in Uchus Gittin, you're going to see a lot of Tur this year. Many of the Rishonim are quoted by the Tur very, very beautifully. The Tur, Beis Yosef, explains a lot of the Rishonim. So the Ramah writes, the Ramah Kosav, this is in the packet, page 2, packet 1, page 2. The Ramah Kosav, he is the Eidim, Esir Kamon, O Afilu Lesnu Klal, V'ika Eidim Diyadi, V'hai Shliach, the Master Lahaidita Niyala, Be'edim, and Sarak Litlo Mimena Velitno La Pamacheres, Ela Omala Befnei Edim Mesiro, Lefnei Haidim Sheyodim Shemasola, Be'edim, Getch Nasati La Befnechem, O Befnei Ploni, Yploni, Befani Nithav, Befani Nathan. The Chi Kamash, it's Sarak Litlo Mimena Velasa, Velitno La, Mari Shein Kan Edim Mesiro, etc. Ramah says that if you have the Eidim Masira, there's no need to have a new Nesina. Just say B'fanai and that's enough. Just say the B'fanai, that's enough. Comes the Tur and disagrees. The Tur says, if Icher Yosel La'omro, if he's Ma'achir, the Shliach didn't say it, you're supposed to, Lo Mahani Yelim Ken Yitlenu Himena V'yasev Yitnenu Lo Yom B'sho Shenos Na Lo B'fanai B'fanai Nachta. Of the Tur, in all circumstances, even if what? Even if the Eidim Masira is still on hand, even if the Eidim Masira are still here, if you didn't say B'fanai initially, you got to take the get back, do another Nesina, and say B'fanai on that second Nesina. Machlokas HaRishonim, within the Chachanim. Chachanim said that there's a solution to the problem. What problem? The problem that we wanted to be able to be Nises L'chatchila, or the problem that we want to make sure that if Nises, she shouldn't be Teitzei, she shouldn't have to leave the husband. So what do? We take the get back. What does it mean that we take the get back? So come Rabbeinu Meir Mikinon and the Ramah, and they say that we take the get back only if you don't have the original Eidim Masira. But if you have the original Eidim Masira, just say B'fanai and that's enough. And the Tur disagrees. The Tur says, no, you have to take the get back under all circumstances, according to the Chachamim, and do another Nesina. Now this Tur is a Mar D'Gachidish. What does this mean? Take the get back? Is the Gerishin done or not done? Was there a Chalos Gerishin? He did a Nesina. Was there a Chalos Gerishin? Avada, there was a Chalos Gerishin. So what's he doing by taking it back? What happens? Yes.
I have a question on the Ramah. Yes. Doesn't he also see the Eidim Diyadei B'hai Shliach? Isn't that a different set of Eidim? Not Eidim Masira?
It's not Eidim Masira, but Eidim that know that there was a Masira. Eidim that know that there was a Masira. The question is, how exactly do they know? Sorry?
Is that the same thing as the Mordechai?
Why is that the same thing as the Mordechai? What do you mean?
Well, we said that the Mordechai, Bishim, the Ram Kinun, and the Ramas have the same thing about Eidim Masira, but the Ramah adds more. He says that not only is it Eidim Masira, also...
The Ramah is just saying that if you have Eidim that know of the Masira, it's not a Chatzi Dover. So I'm not discussing that second case, which is complicated. It's a bigger complication. Let's talk about the simple case. The Ramah says that if you have the regular Eid Masira, the original Eid Masira, there's no need to take it back. That's clear. That's against the Torah. Right? So the Ramah just adds. He does add. It's a chiddush. What's that second Eidus? We generally assume that Eid Mipa doesn't work. So what's this Eidus going to be? Not for now. Okay, but it's a good question, Ari. Good question. What's the Torah saying? Well, take it back and give it again. Well, what's that doing? It's a tremendous chiddush.
In order to save a funny use of yourself.
You just jumped four steps. Just wait 1 second. But how does it work? What you're explaining is why do we want him to take it back? But how does it work? How does it accomplish anything? Right? There's a second Asina, but the Gerishin has been chal already. So the chiddush of the Torah, the chiddush of the Chachamim lefi the Torah, is that even though the Gerishin on a Daraisa level has already been chal, we allow you to be mevatel the first Asina. That's what the Chachamim are saying. Right, we're going to have another Nesina Saget. It's got to be a Nesina Saget. If it's not a Nesina Saget, it's just stam a game here. It's just a charade. Why take the get back and give it again? Just take a piece of paper out of your pocket. Take a tissue and give the tissue to the woman. Like, what's the difference? Right? Is this a get anymore? It's not a get. If the Gerishin has been chal already, it's not a get anymore. It's like, what's the point? The Chachamim must have assumed, right? They made they were misakin this chiddush that you can be mevatel the first Nesina. He left that b'fanenu b'fanenechta. Min haTorah, the Gerishin was gevaldik. It was complete. Min Rabbanan, it's missing something. So come the Chachamim and they say that you can be mevatel that first Nesina. You can be mevatel the first Nesina and do it again. And do it again. Tremendous chiddush. Even though the Gerishin's complete. Right? The Gerishin's complete. It's the same Eid HaMasira. It's even the same Eid HaMasira. Right? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You have to take it back and do another Nesina. But somehow, you're able to be Mevatel the first Nesina, and now it's going to be a new Nesina in front of the Eid HaMasira, and you'll be able to say B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam at that time. Yes?
You're just like Mevateling the first one in order to make a more perfect second one?
Correct. 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 Yes?
What's the status of the child?
Moshe Shalom? Yes.
What's the status of the child at this, in between stage? Meaning, there's a point where she's still married to the first.
According to the Chachamim, the child wouldn't be a mamzer anyway. The child from the second husband would not be a mamzer anyway. That's not an issue for us. But we want to enable her to remain married to the second husband, l'chatchila. So that's why we do this quote-unquote game. It's not a game, right? We take the get back and we do another nesina in order to say b'fanenu b'fanenu nechtam. Tuvia.
I'm a little confused as to how this answers the question. This seems to explain why we take it back. This seems to explain that when we do take it back, what's happening, but
I want to get there. I'm going to get there. Right. First, I have to note that it's a chiddush that the Chachamim allow you to do that. The Chachamim allow you to take it back and do another Nesina, even though you've done the Nesina again. I mean, if anyone asked me this question, if I didn't know the Gemara Daf Hey, I'd say it's lost. You just didn't do what you're supposed to do. But what are you going to do? The get's gone. It's done. It's been given to the woman. What's it going to accomplish? Come to Chacham and say, no, you can take it back and give it to the woman again. The question is, why, according to the Torah, do you have to take it back? Rabbi Meir Mikinon and the Ramah seem very logical. Right? You have Chatzi Dava, then I understand why you have to take it back. It's still a chiddush that you're able to take it back, but I understand why it's necessary, because there's a problem with Chatzi Dava. But if these are the same Eid HaMasira that saw the original Nesina, so you're only missing one thing. You're not missing a Nesina. You're missing the statement of B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam. So just Zog Epis. Right? Just to say B'fanenu in front of the Eidim, and I can't. What's this idea of taking it back and saying B'fanenu? Why do I have to take it back to say B'fanenu, according to the Torah? Why do I have to take it back to say B'fanenu according to the Torah? So one way to look at it is that maybe the Chachamim were misakin that B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam has to be mitzuruf to what? The Amira of B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam has to be mitzuruf to a Nesina, to a Mesira. That's how they were misakin. That's the formulation of the Takan. Right? That's the formulation of the Takan. That Chazal instituted that B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam is on a Mesira Saget. So you can't just say B'fanenu in the Velteret. It just doesn't work like that. Right? What, the Shlich is going to come and he's going to say B'fanenu B'fanenu Nechtam, and then he's going to give the get a couple of hours later. That doesn't work either. Right? He said Befonai. No, but he didn't say B'shas Nesina. One way to look at it is that Chazal instituted that you have to say Befonai B'shas Nesina. Now, why did they do that? Why did they say that? You could just say that that's the Takana Derabbanan, that that's the normal way to do things. That's when the Shliach, you know, fulfills his Shlichus. He could say something like that. A fundamental, you know, like a briskevart, that's when the Shliach fulfills his Shlichus, so that's when Chazal instituted that you should say Befonai. You could say that it's a more practical issue. There is a Tosfos on Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis that I did not assign to you. It's in the midst of a different context. But Tosfos has one line over there. He quotes from the Ri a very interesting idea about this Gemara on Daf Pei Amud Beis. Tosfos on Pei Daled Amud Beis in Dumaskal Omar, he says, very end, Ve'od. The shliach dafka kashiyomer b'shas nesina made the diet. Why does the shliach have to take back the get and give it again? Because we know the Gemara and Daf Gimel is going to say, we've mentioned this, but we'll see it inside of Mitzvah Shem in a little while, that the whole idea of b'fanei is that we're afraid of the Ir HaBaal, but we trust the shliach against the Ir HaBaal. Even though the Ir HaBaal is kishnayim, he has a very powerful big power, right? The Baal has a powerful bark, right? His era of Mezuyev is very significant, but nevertheless, the Shliach can counteract it. Why can the Shliach counteract? Because Chazal assumed the Shliach is made the Gdayek. The Shliach takes his mission very seriously, and he'll be very careful. You know, the Shliach was on hand when they were writing the get, but sometimes you know how it goes, right? They're doing different things, and maybe the sofer was going to write it, maybe then he didn't write it. No, the shliach, if he's a shliach, he's going to make sure to watch it being written and signed. He's going to make sure that it was done in front of him. He's going to be made a daik. So comes Tosfos on Pei Daled Amud Beis and says that when is the shliach made a daik? He says something and he knows for sure. It's a sure thing. When? B'shas Nesina. B'shas Nesina. Right? B'shas Nesina. Why B'shas Nesina, he's so careful? Well, you could say that's the time of the Chalos Gerushin. That's the climax. That's the moment. You could say that's when he fulfills his Shlichus. It's not just that it's the time of the Chalos Gerushin. That's when the Shliach is really effecting his Shlichus. That's when he's fulfilling his Shlichus. That's when the Shliach is going to be made the guy. That's when he is so careful. And that's why you need a Nesina. You can't just say b'fanei nachdam in the Velter. You have to say it mitzuruf to a nesina. Not just because of a briskevort that's kach tiktu chachamim, that b'fanei should be mitzuruf to a nesina. No, maybe there's a practical element that the shliach has made the daik if he says the b'fanei mitzuruf to the nesina. And that's why you need a nesina. Even if it's the same edim mesira, same edim mesira, not nun edim mesira, it's still here. I have to take the get back, say the Chachamim. Right? The Shliach takes it back from the woman and gives it again to say Befana. Because Befana has to be Mitzuref to an Asina for the different reasons that we get. That's one way to look at it. But comes the Chasam Sofer and says, I have a simpler reason for this. Really poshut. Why do you have to take it back and give it again? Why? Because if you don't take it back, then how can the Shliach say Befana Beklal? In fact, I can't even make that statement. How can the he's not a shliach. How can the person say b'fanei b'fanei? He's not a shliach anymore. You can't say how can the shliach say he's not a shliach. How can he say b'fanei b'fanei without taking back the get and doing a nun nesina? He's not a shliach anymore. Says b'chas himself. That's what the Torah is saying. Torah holds that you have to take the get back and do another nesina, because if you don't take it back, then he's not a shliach. If he's not a shliach, then it doesn't make any sense. The takana sacham is that they trust the shliach to say b'fanei. But if he's not a shliach anymore, then he can't say b'fanei. The chiddush of the chachamim is that you can be mevatel the first nesina. I mean, at Torah, the ma'isa gerushin took place already. The chiddush is you can be mevatel that ma'isa gerushin on a derabbanan level. It's a tremendous chiddush. You can bring back the shame shliach, resurrect the shlichus. Resurrect the shliach. That's what the Chachamim are really saying, according to the Chasam Sofer. Bring back the shame shliach now that he has a shame shliach. Let him do the Maisa Gerishin on a Durabbanan level. Let him do the Maisa Gerishin again, If he's doing the Maisa Gerushin, then he can say Bifanai on that Maisa Gerushin. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands the Chacham. And that would explain that even if you're doing it in front of the same Eid of Asir that you had before, you still have to take back the get and do it under the Sina. Because if you don't, he's not a Shlich. If he's not a Shlich, he can't say Bifanai. I saw a hand up. Yes.
Could the shliach become like a self-appointed
shliach
without permission?
Self-appointed shliach? The Baal appointed him a shliach. But he didn't fulfill his shlichus properly. But the problem is, if the garrison's over, then he's not a shliach, because his main purpose is to do the Maisa Gerushin. He did that. So if he did the Maisa Gerushin, Zok the Chasam Sofer, right? The Chachamim would say that he's not really a shliach anymore. So he has to give back the get, from the woman, right, in order to do another nesina. He gets back this get, now he becomes a shliach again, right? And he can, not lemafreya, but now he's a shliach to do the maisa gerushin on the rabbanon level. Kiki?
Is he being, is it kind of like a reincarnation, like Rabbi said, like he's taking up...
I don't like to use that word, but... Something like that. He's becoming a shliach once again.
Like the same, kind of like the same shlichus from before, or is this kind of like a new shlichus just with the same guy and the same... Gym?
Well, it can't be a new shlichus because there's no mishaleach to appoint him.
Right.
So it has to be that the chachamim enable him to take back the get, and now he can be a shlichus once again. Until he gets back that get, he's not going to be the shlichus. So we can be mevatel the first nesina and make him into a shlichus again. This idea of the Chasam Sofer is alluded to in the Tosfos Rit. Kiva, you have something? Yeah.
Is it as if the shlichus didn't happen and sort of like limah?
Minat Torah, you can't say that because Minat Torah was a good Maisa Gerushin. Midrabbanan, you could say you're saying he didn't fulfill his shlichus completely, so he's still a shliach.
Right. Sort of like limah frey, he goes back and then he's still that shliach.
And what's the taking back of the get? The taking back of the get, so why does he have to do another nesina if he's still the shlich? If he's still a shlich, let him just say b'fanan. If you go with the first shot that b'fanan has to be mitzuruf to a nesina, I hear. But if you're not going with that approach, so then why is he taking back the get? The Chasam Sofer seems to be assuming that you're taking back the get because you're being mevatel the first nesina. So what does that mean that you're mevatel the first nesina? So now he's a shlich once again. He was supposed to do a nesina. It turns out, Lemafreya maybe, David. I see you were mouthing Lemafreya over there, right? Right? He was supposed to do a nesina, but he didn't do a nesina properly. So we tell him, take back the get and do another nesina. So in a sense, he becomes the shliach that he wasn't, right? The shliach that he didn't fulfill the mission of such a shlichus before him, right? But he's a shliach again. He's not a shliach till he takes back the get, till he does the nesina. But we allow him to be mevato that nesina. That's all chiddush of the chachamim. They could be mevatel the nesina and become a shliach once again. Yes.
I guess also from the other end, like the status of the woman during this time period of like being when he's mevatel the first. Yeah.
So the status of the woman according to the Chacham that she is megureshes on a deraisa level. She's not supposed to marry. If she does marry, the vlad is not going to be a mamzer. That's how the Chachamim learn. Okay. Yeah. Let's take one more because we have to really cover ground.
Yeah, so is there another way of looking at it that the shlichus is more of like when a shlichus happens, and now instead of saying the shlichus is done, he takes on a long pause until we make sure that it's done kahogim.
That's leading to the Ramah. Okay, we're gonna get to that. Okay, the Tosfos Rit echoes the sentiment of the Chasam Sofer somewhat. We're gonna leave the Tosfos Rit out just in the interest of time. Okay, but it's clear the lashon of the Tosfos Rit within Rabbi Meir. He says, Rabbi Meir claims you can't take back the get and do it again, because once he gave the get, lav torah shlichus alav, he's not a shliach. Clear. Tosfos rewrites the Beferish. Rabbi Meir's shita is that you can't take back the get because he's not a shliach at all. What do the Chachamim hold? So there it's a little complicated. The Tosfos Rit does not explain the Chachamim exactly like the Chasam Sofer. There's a nuance of difference. We're not going to get to it right now. Time doesn't permit. Okay, but the yisod of the Chasam Sofer is licked in the Tosfos Rit. It's lying in the Tosfos Rit, at least within Rabbi Meir. Right? He says Rabbi Meir holds that after the Nesina, he's not a shliach anymore. He's not a shliach. He can't say b'fana. It's clear that he has to be a shliach to say b'fana. It would have been very easy for the Tosfos Rit just to explain the Chachamim, that the Chacham argue, and say that we enable the person to take back the get and become a shliach once again, and that's why he can say b'fanai. That's not exactly what he says. So leave out the Tosafot for now. This is the approach of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, this is the Chasam Sofer within the Torah. The question is, how can we explain the Ramah? The Ramah, Rabbeinu Meir Mikinon, argue with the Torah. And they claim that you don't have to take it back if it's the original Eid of the Seer. Why not? We got the Chasam Sofer, everything's great. Right, the Chasam Sofer explains the Torah. He says that's the Gemara and Daf Yomi Beis. Not even talking about a shliach lekabbalah, right? Shliach halacha gave the get, didn't say b'fanai. The Chacham said he can take it back and give it again. What's the idea? What's the yisod? How can he do that? What's the mechanism? Zok the Chasam Sofer. I'll tell you why. Because when he takes it back, then he becomes a shliach again. But until he takes it back, the shlichus is batel. If the shlichus is batel, he can't say b'fanai. So that would apply even if the Eid Masira is still in front of us. Comes the Ramah. He says, no. The Eid Masira is still in front of us. You don't have to take it back. You don't need another Nesina, even according to the Chacham. Just say b'fanai. Why? What does the Ramah hold? So I think there are one of two ways to explain the Ramah. One way to explain the Ramah is that if the Eid Masira is still here, you don't have to take it back. You know why? Because the Shlichus has not been fulfilled as of yet. His Shlichus is not over. Right, the Chasam Sofer would have us believe that once there was a gerushin, the shlichus is baka, the shame shlich is baka, right? That's what the Chasam Sofer said within the Torah. So Efshim and Kanzogin, maybe we could say that according to the Ramah, it's not like that. Why is it not like that? Minat Torah, the gerushin was a good gerushin. True. Midrabanan, though, it wasn't a good gerushin. So maybe the Chachamim say that the shlichus was never nigmira, the shlichus was never completely fulfilled. So the shame shliach was not parka. If the shame shliach is still here, so of course you just have to do another nesina. The whole life, there's no halacha that you have to have a b'fanai nichtam b'fanai nechtam attached to a nesina, claims the Ramah. No, you don't need it. It's not that to be mitzurf to nesina. Vushteit doesn't say in Chumash. Of course, it doesn't say in Chumash. This is a din d'rabbanan. It doesn't say in the Gemara that it has to be mitzurf to a nesina. You just have to say it. Oh, but only a shliach can say it. Zok the Ramah, but he's still a shliach. Why is he still a shliach? But he did the gerushin. With the Rabbanan, he didn't do the gerushin. He didn't do a full job. So if he didn't do a full job, he's still a shliach. He's still a shliach. He can just say b'fanai without a new nesina. If you don't have the Eid Masira here, then the Ramah agrees. Of course you need a new nesina. And the chiddush is you can have a new nesina. You can take it back and have a new nesina. There you need a new nesina because of chatzidov. To prevent chatzidov. But if you have the Eid Masira, there's going to be no Chatzidava. They saw the Masira, so then you don't need another Nesina Saget. Just say b'fanai, and that's enough. Because he still is a Shliach. That's one way to look at the Ramah. That the Shlichus is not Paka, since on a Derabbanan level, he didn't do the right thing. He didn't finish the job, so his Shlichus is not completed. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that maybe the Ramah agrees that after there's a Gerushin in HaTorah, there's a Maisa Gerushin over here, right? His Shlichus is completed. Shlichus is done. His shlichus is really on a ma'aseh gerushin. That's what the shlichus is on. The shlichus is not to say b'fanai. The shlichus is on a ma'aseh gerushin. That's what the Baal said. You be molich the get. There's a halacha that he has to say b'fanai. That's not what the shlichus is on. The shlichus, his mission is really completed. I say, how can he say b'fanai later? He's not going to do another Masira. The Eid Masira is still here. He's not going to do another Masira, according to Ramah. He's just going to say b'fanai. What gives him the ability to do that? The answer might be, maybe the Ramah holds that even if his mission has been completed, the shame shliach is not paka. He's still called the shliach on this Maisa Gerishin. He'll be called the shliach on this Maisa Gerishin la'olam void. When you put in the docket in Bezdin, right? This get was delivered. By whom? By this individual. What, he's just an individual now? He's not a shliach? No. By that shliach. The shame shliach is chal on the Maisa Gerishin. He did a Maisa Gerishin. What are you going to tell me? What, he fulfilled his mission and now he's no longer a shliach? Like the Chasam Sofer would have us believe? Maybe the Ramah holds no. Once a shliach, always a shliach. He's always referred to as a shliach on that Maisa Gerishin. So he's always referred to as a shliach on the Maisa Gerushin. Even though the Maisa Gerushin has been completed, he can still say b'fanai. But only a shliach can say b'fanai. He is a shliach on that Maisa Gerushin. His name is associated with that Maisa Gerushin. So even though his shlichus may have been completed, but the shame shliach is not going to be paka. That's why he can say b'fanai. The first pshat is that according to the Ramah, if midrabbanan he hasn't fulfilled his shlichus, if he didn't say gafan I midrabbanan he hasn't fulfilled the shlichus yet. The shlichus is not over. So of course the shame shleach is there. According to the second pshat, no, his shlichus is on the ma'aseh gerushin. He fulfilled his shlichus, but that doesn't mean that the shame shleach is paka. So since the shame shleach has not been paka, of course he can say gafan I without another mesira. What does he need another mesira for? He doesn't need another mystery, just as Zebafonai. Only a shliach is Zebafonai, but he is a shliach. He's a shliach on that Maisa Gerishon, so you can say Zebafonai on that Maisa Gerishon that he did previously. Yes?
Is it possible we can apply that Svara to Iran and say that that's why he says earlier to the same idea?
Like, nailed it. That's my next point. We started by mentioning the Iran and the Chasam Sofer. Right, now we can pedal back to the Rav and the Chazak. So, Rashi on the Mishnah says the Shliach Olacha says Befana Shliach LaKabala doesn't. What's Pshat? So the Ran said that by Shliach LaHolacha the Baal is not Gomer Magarish. By Shliach LaKabala he is Gomer Magarish. And the Chazak Sofer says, no, what do you need that for? Trying to enter into the mind of the Baal? That's fundamental. It's fundamental. By Shliach LaKabala his Shlichus is over. So if Shlichus is over, then the Shem Shlichus is Paka, you can't say Befana. Why did the Ran say, like the Chasam Sofer? It's a funny thing, like he's a Rishon, the Chasam Sofer is an Achron, but the Chasam Sofer is right. No? Alam the Shazach. The Ran was also a Lamdim. What, the Lamdanim were only created in the era of the Achronim? The Ran was also a Lamdim. He knew what the Chasam Sofer knew. He knew more than the Chasam Sofer. That's what the Chasam Sofer would say. I'm not a Bar Hochi to judge between the two of them. Right, but why did the Ran say that? It's according to the second pshat in the Ramah. Now we have a beer in the Ran too, as to why he didn't say like the Chasam Sofer. But the Ran assumes that even after the Shlichus is completed, the Shem Shliach is still there. The Shem Shliach is still there. Now, you can't say, the first pshat is not going to help us with the Ran. The Ran's talking about a Shliach LeKabbalah. So there, clearly, the Maisa Gerishin has been completed once the Shliach LaKabbalah receives the get. But you could say that even after the Shlichus has been fulfilled, the Shem Shliach is not Baka. He will always, La'olam Voyah, be called the Shliach LaKabbalah on this Maisa Gerishin. So the Ran says, you can't tell me that, Rashi holds that there's no B'fanayot B'fanayot of my Shliach LaKabbalah, because after the Maisa Gerishin, after his Shlichus is completed, he doesn't have a Shem Shliach anymore. Me'echet Eisi. The Ran says, of course he has a Shem Shliach. His Shem Shliach is Chal on his Maisa Gerishin, Olam Voyah. He doesn't have to do anything anymore, but he's still called a Shliach on the Maisa Gerishin. So let him say Befanai. What's the problem? Let him say Befanai. He's a Shliach on the Maisa Gerishin. Laholich, Lakabel, it doesn't matter. So why can't he say Befanai? The Ran, he can say Befanai. But what? He doesn't have to say Befanai. That's Pshat. That's why the Ran, he couldn't learn like the Chasam Sofer. The Ran says, no, he still is a Shliach on this Maisa Gerishin. Not that he has anything left to do, but his Shem Shliach is Chal on the Maisa Gerishin, even after it's over. You'll always refer to this Maisa Gerishin as the Maisa Gerishin that was fulfilled, that was completed, that was effectuated, right? Effected by this guy. So he could say Mifanai. He still is the Shliach. And Taka the Ran holds he could say Befanai, but he doesn't have to say Befanai if Befanai Nechka. He doesn't have to say Befanai if Befanai Nechka, because we're not afraid of the Ira Baal, because since the Baal is Gomer Magarish by Shliach LaKabbalah, we're not afraid that the Baal is going to come and he's going to complain. So that could explain why the Ramah didn't want, why the Ran didn't want to learn Rashi like the Chasam Sofer. Okay. The Chasam Sofer is Medayik from another Rishon as well, like his Shita. And that's the Rivash. The Rivash. So the Sosa quotes the Rivash, who throws another wrinkle, another interesting case. Right, we thought everything was so simple. Then we met up with a case, a Shliach LaHolacha, that didn't say Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. Interesting case, right? So this is another interesting case that the Rivash has. Here this is on page 3 in the packet. Kosav harivash b'tshuva al shliach shenasam get leishav lo'omer b'fanayot b'fanayachtam u'mei sabal Ein takana b'sheyitlenu mimena v'yachze v'yitlenu l'yom l'avachayit v'yinech. This is a case where the Baal made a shliach l'holacha, and the shliach didn't say b'fanim. The Gemara of Hamabes, it's just a hemshech of the Gemara of Hamabes. But what happened over here? The Baal died. The Baal died before the shliach could say b'fanim. What's the difference? That's what the Rivash is talking about. Now, you start to read the Rivash, you say, what's he discussing? Like, who cares? The Baal is dead, so if the Baal is dead, then the Ishus is Paka anyway, so what's the problem? What's the inyan? Some of the Talmudim ask me this. So the answer is that there are situations where the woman would want to be divorced. What is that? Let's say she didn't have any children from this husband. Yeah, you want it?
That's a
Yibum, right. She didn't have any children from the first husband, right? But the first husband had a brother. So if the husband dies, she's Zukuka Liyavim, she'll have to have Yibum or Chalitza from the first brother. Let's say the brother's not around, or let's say the brother isn't from, and he doesn't want to do Yibum or Chalitza. There could be problems. Big problems. So she wants to avoid that. The husband would want, maybe the husband wants to avoid it. Right? Who says he's divorcing his wife because he doesn't want to be married to her? Maybe he's ill. So he wants to divorce the wife so that she won't be Zakuka to the brother. Right? There are cases like that in the Gemara Yevamos. So here the husband died. So now what do we do? He set the gerushin into motion, but it wasn't completed. Right? The shliach gave the get, but he forgot b'fanai. So now, can he say b'fanai? So the chachamim hold in the Gemara and the family base that he can take back the get and give it again. In certain circumstances, some of the Rishonim say he doesn't even have to take back the get. Comes the Rivash and says, well, what's the din if the Baal dies in the interim, before he was able to get to say b'fanai? So Zokta Rivash, she can't do it then. Then there's no takan. No takan, lechatchila, she can't remarry. The kevan shemei sabal, botel ha-shlichus, umeyata ein ha-shliach neman lomar, b'fanayot b'fanay nechtem, alatzor she'iskai mechosko. Says the Rivash, there's a takana, the Rabbanan, that if you bring a get from the Dinas Hayam, from parts of Chutz Loretz, you have to say b'fanay. Because we're afraid that the Baal is going to be ma'arer. So even if the Baal is dead, and now obviously some of the Talmidim mentioned in Seder, we're not afraid the Baal is going to complain. He's not around. He's not going to complain. Right? But it doesn't matter. There's a takana de rabbonim to say b'fanai in such a context. Right? So there's a tam hatakana and there's a geder hatakana. The geder hatakana is that he brought it from Medina Sayyam. He's got to say b'fanai. If he doesn't say b'fanai, then you need kiyum in order for her to remarry. So comes the Rivash and says, if the Baal dies in the interim, then you need kiyum. B'fanai is not going to work. He can't say b'fanai b'fanai nechtam. Why? Why can't he say b'fanai b'fanai nechtam? Zok the Rivash, because he's not a shliach anymore. Once the Baal dies, then he can't be a shliach. Shlucho shel adam kemosam. Shlucho shel adam kemosam. He can't be more powerful than the kemosa, than the mishaleach. If the mishaleach would call milsa the iu lo motzi ovid, shliach lo motzi mashvi. A person can't make a shliach if he can't do it himself. The shliach can't have power that the Baal doesn't have. The Baal is dead, so then the whole shlichus is batel. The whole shlichus is batel. The shlichus is batel, so then the individual can't say b'fanai anymore because he's not a shliach anymore. There's nothing to talk about. That's what the Rivash wants to suggest. Come to Chasam Sofer and says, that's mamish, my vart. That's my vart, says the Chasam Sofer. It's licked in the Rivash. It says it beferish. Botel ha-shliach. He's not a shliach anymore. That's my vart, he says. That's what I want to say within Rashi. The b'fanayot b'fanayotam is a takana for a shliach, and only a shliach can say it. So if the shliach is a shliach le-kabbalah, once he receives the get, he's no longer a shliach, he can't say b'fanay. If the shliach halacha didn't say b'fanayot b'fanayotam, and now the Baal dies before he's able to get it back and say it again, he's not a shliach anymore. So then he can't say b'fanai because the Baal already died. So he's not a shliach. He's not a shliach anymore. What's the Ramah going to hold about this case? What do you think? What's the Ramah going to say? The Ramah who disagreed with the Chasam Sofer's tour. The Ramah says that if you still have the same Eidim Mesira, then you don't have to take it back. Still have the same Eidim Mesira, you don't have to take it back and say b'fanai. Just say b'fanai right here. What's the Ramah going to say? Yes, Yehuda.
You could say that even though in general, shlichus extends forever, once the Baal is dead, we don't have shlichus shaladim kamoso, and therefore it cannot be completed.
Okay, let's take a step back. We have two perushim in the Ramah, remember? Two perushim. Which two perushim? The Ramah says what? Ramah says that if you have the same Eidah Mesira, there's no need to give to take the get back from the woman. You could just say before I took it. Why? But he's not a shliach anymore. He gave the get away. So one shot was that the Ramah holds what? That the shlichus was not complete yet. The shlichus still exists because with the Rabbanan, he didn't complete his shlichus yet. So he's still called a shliach, and that's why he can just say b'fanei without a lunasina. That was the first shot. The second shot is what? His shlichus was completed, because the shlichus is only on the Maisa Gerishim, but his shame shliach is going to be chal on that Maisa Gerishim la'olam v'ad, even after it's completed. Right? So because his shame shliach is going to be chal on that Maisa Gerishim, he can say b'fanei t'fanei nechtam even after the Maisa Gerishim is over. What's he going to say in this context? Ari.
He never gave over the shtar yet.
Okay, what's he going to say in this context?
According to the first pshat.
It's enough gemina between these two pshatim. Yeah, go on. According to the first pshat, if the whole idea of the Ramah is that the shlichus, go ahead, the shlichus is not completed.
It's filled yet, so then now the shlichus is gone.
So the Baal is dead. In this case, if the Baal is dead, you can't talk about a shlichus anymore. It's gone. So even the Ramah would say that you couldn't say before that it happened. But according to the second pshat of the Ramah,
it's got nothing to do with the shlichus still continuing. Even after the shlichus ends, it's the same shlichus.
Same shlichus. So then the Ramah would disagree with the Rivash, and the Ramah would say that he can say even after the Baal dies. Pele, pele, ployin. The Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand how anyone can say otherwise. I think the Rivash is so obvious, he says, right? This is the Lashon of Chasam Sofer. Lo yacholti lahavin my timer lo yuuman ator. He says l'shitas ramad de'enot tzar etc. I don't understand what he's saying. How could it be? How can it be that he doesn't understand the Ramah? I'll tell you pshat the Ramah. Right? According to the Ramah, you're not forced into the position of the Rivash. The Ramah is not forced into the position of the Rivash. The Ramah could say, according to the second pshat, that the shame shliach is always chal on the Maisa Gerishim, even after the shlichus is completed. But he was a shliach on that Maisa. So even if the Baal is dead, you can still say b'fanei. Because he was a shliach on that Maisa Gerishim. His shlichus was on the Maisa Gerishim. That was done. It was done before the Baal died. Minat Torah, she is divorced. The question is, can he say b'fanei? But only a shliach can say b'fanei. Yeah, but he will always be remembered as the shliach on that Maisa. So according to the Ramah, if he'll always be remembered as a shliach on the Maisa, then he'll be able to say the funai, strangely enough, even after the Baal is dead. Even after the Baal is dead. Okay, so that could be an interesting nafgamina, right? An interesting nafgamina between the different approaches, the case where the Baal dies before he can say the funai. Yes?
If the Baal died and the shliach wanted to go back and say the funai, would she have a din of you bama and then get rid of it to replace it with? Because the Baal dies at that point, she becomes
the Baal dies after the Gerishin, before B'fanei.
Yeah.
So in the Torah, there is no Yibam, right? The question is, would you say Midrabanan she should do a Chalitza, right? There's still a Chiyuv Chalitza Midrabanan because the Gerishin has not been completed. Okay, so we have two approaches to Rashi. We have two approaches to Rashi. We have the Ran, and we have the Chasam Sofer. The Ran and the Chasam Sofer. Do we assume that a shlich l'kabbalah doesn't say b'fanai because the Baal is gomer megarish, or does he not say b'fanai because he's not a shlich anymore? What's a nafgemina? So you had a couple of nafgeminas, a couple of issues. One is if a shlich holocha who forgot to say b'fanai nechtam, but the Eidah Mesira is still here, does he have to take it back and give it back to the woman? Right? Do we assume that the shlichus is taka, and that's why he would have to take it back? Or do we assume that maybe that's not an issue bichlal? Maybe the shame shliach is not taka. That was one discussion we had. But another discussion related to that is what happens if the Baal dies? Like the shliach halacha didn't say b'fanei t'fanei nechtam, now the Baal dies, so does that change anything? Do we say the shlichus is taka, and there's nothing to do? Or do we say, no, the shlichus is not taka, the shame shliach is always there? Shame shliach is always there, and maybe he could still say b'fanei. The Ikar Nafkamina between the Ran and the Chasam Sofer is what we discussed yesterday, and that is, can the Shliach LeKabbalah say Befanei? Can he say Befanei and accomplish something that now the Baal will not be able to be Ma'arif? That's the Ikar Nafkamina. The Chasam Sofer gets sidetracked. He talks about whether a Shliach Halacha can say Befanei if he gave the get already. He forgot. And what are the content? What's the situation where he can say Befanei? But the Ikar Nafkamina is whether the Shliach LeKabbalah can say Befanei. According to the Ran, he doesn't have to say Befanei or Befanei Natan, but if he does it, Yavdis Ahanis. If he does it, it'll help. If he does it, Itaka will help. According to the Chasam Sofer, even if he does it, even if he says it, it's not going to help. Because if he's not a Shliach anymore, then he has no opportunity, he has no ability to say Befanei or Befanei Natan. So even if he does say Befanei, it's not going to accomplish anything anyway. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief thought.